This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
Check, check, check. What the fuck? Yo, why is it so smoky in here, man? Yo, Snoop, are you blowing smoke in here?
Ain't no smoke in here. Everything is clear in here.
Yo, I can't even breathe in here.
Just spit them lyrics, Slim. You tripping.
Yeah. It's been a minute. This probably should have happened a while ago. Fuck it. We're here now, though. Let's go.
Yeah. Man, what the fuck?
Yo, Snoop.
Oh,
yo,
let me see.
Let me see.
Gumbo.
I can't even.
See, man, that shit's the size of my hand, dog.
That's just a memory relapse.
Fuck.
That's how I know that I'm in the studio with the doggy.
Yeah.
In California, cause my homie from Long Beach always got that bomb weed. That's why I feel a calm breeze.
Yeah.
Every time my palm trees
get it,
just like that blonde bleach. I went platinum, then so did my albums. Calvin's turning me into a zombie. Cause these buds are like the Hulk, they're twice the size that his zombie. And that is some strong green. Gotta contact my contact lenses are foggy. I might end up in Walgreens. Honestly, with my honesty, gone off Phoenix with drama. Mean I would treat pollen like a fucking human pinball machine. Bouncing balls off her tonsils. If y'all are seeking the smoke, I got all of it. I am a walking motherfucking marijuana leaf. To stay, my ring so definite, my longevity needs a hearing aid.
What?
Still wearing Hanes t-shirts, I'd embodied some features with legendary names.
Yeah.
Was there when Dre turned the chronic to monetary gain. Cause dope is addictive, just like they call it marriage.
You wanna,
cause like marriage, you wanna Mary Jane. It's like you and Spider-Man feel the very same. My adversaries came, but these little degenerates are my lineage. When I come to pockets, weren't many, if any, as skinny as mine, bitch. I was penniless, now I'm plenty rich, and this shit don't make any sense. I was in a motherfucking pinch, like a titty twist. Now I'm sitting as pretty as each penny is, while I'm pinning this in the lab on your guinea pigs. I ain't finna fool them in effect. Give me the simian, you when I pull the big guns out. That trigger, pull the gun, the motherfucking shit runs out. A bullet, somebody better call an ambulance. You live, it'll be miraculous. I got more hits than a contract killer. The caterpillars that don't got antennas, so the words I don't got no goddamn fillers. Westmore, you did not plan for this. From Detroit all the way to Los Angeles.
Yeah. If you reside in 213, let's see that gun blaze. Whether you reside or we side up with 313, let's see them guns blaze.
You make money moves like the Matrix.
Make more my automation.
Roll up more meditation. Watching the moves you make, you might wanna stick to the basics.
Military mindset locked in, cocked in. Make sure the mission is profitable.
Ain't no mission impossible. Ball.
One phone call, I'm a monster to go.
Dumb phones, I'm finna monster and go.
Fuck that, y'all stay, nigga, I'm finna go.
You think you slick, boy, this crib, you ain't ready to take it where I'm finna go. Mafia rules, you making a mockery. Me and Monopoly speak on my phone, my nigga, I'm off. Slap on my phone, now niggas is copying. Niggas be out, put the wall on the side. Give me a task, I conquer it. This ain't the time for pondering. You niggas is slandering, this real shit, niggas be honoring. You looking for followers and not watching my niggas that's following. Nigga, fuck them likes, I'm yelling like, what, my nigga, young problem. East side, nigga, Eminem woke to be sub. Let y'all ride now, nigga, won't it back like a Lisa. Think it's the game, you gon' see some. Ain't no peace, you'll be missing a piece. Nigga popped off, now she's on the mom, all mad, kids all sad. Damn, my bad, send a few points to the corner. Please make a sweep for him, nigga, I don't pop on tracks, I leap on him. In the field with the cleats on. Steve Jobs, but the cannabis mine. In due time, niggas will be mine. Sure, no, go find him, the minute sign. If you're looking for the facts, I'm a nigga to find. Young niggas on crack in the middle of pine. In the face of this crimping, Long Beach, D.C. is different. Phone man with the put on, still getting bread with the niggas I put on. Yeah, yeah, I put my hood on. Shit got cold, I put my hood on. Yeah, yeah. Marshall and Calvin, both from the gutters like public housing. Now we're performing behind us of thousands. Wearing no makeup, but we still be clowning.
What you do beside if you reside in 213 to see the blood rays? Whether you reside or west side of the 313 to see the blood rays?
My Detroit niggas first, everybody. My Long Beach niggas first, everybody. My Detroit niggas lead, what a body. My Long Beach niggas shoot up the party.
This is not that stunt weed they give you on a movie set. This is that, that thing that killed John Wayne.
Yo, what the fuck?
Thank you.
star. And that audience deserves to see you shine.
True Boss Talk. Podcast for the people. I'm your host, True Hefe, the big homie. True Boss. Big fucking song. Shout out to the fucking legends. Snoop fucking Dogg. And fucking Eminem. Big fucking song, man. I was wondering, you know, what release Eminem was going to drop musically from with all the shit, you know, going on that had been going on with him in the game. So if any of you motherfuckers is living under a rock and y'all don't know, the game has publicly challenged Eminem on many occasions for a battle or a versus on different platforms. I was wondering what the fuck Em was going to drop. Was it a diss song or, you know, I don't fucking know what was he going to do. He dropped the motherfucking song. I didn't even see shit coming. You know how a nigga just fighting. You see a punch hit you out of nowhere. And I don't even think this was a diss to the game. That motherfucker M is a creative motherfucker. You heard? This shit don't sound like nothing out right now that I heard, which is a compliment to him. You know, not trying to go with what's winning at the time. And some legendary shit. Getting another legendary artist like Snoop Dogg, who just business-wise, but just fucking winning. So it was another big win again. Motherfuckers is just rebranding their shit. When niggas and put these niggas in tombstones, because they already lived enough for a career. Eminem and Snoop done enough shit that they could, tap out. To come together and make another fucking hit song like this, man, a big song like this, entertain the fans, the rap fans, with shit like this. Man, you gotta salute them, man. You gotta salute them. How many motherfucking artists you know that's gonna be making songs 20 years later? I know you hot right now. I know you made a good song right now. But how many of you motherfucking artists, you rappers, in 20 years from now gonna make another hot song? Just think of that shit, how hard that is. To even motherfucker, you won't even know if your ass gonna be living. Fuck you mean, oh, I do it. You don't fucking know if your bitch ass gonna even be around. So you gotta salute that shit. You gotta get that shit love if you like that shit. Now, we at a fucking plateau in rap that we never been. You know what I mean? Rappers, we know they die young because that's just black people, black men in the hood. A lot of them die young just by violence. So we know that's going to happen. But to have some older rappers still being popular, still being liked, not being clowned? This is different. I remember just arguing with my cousin, right? I remember rap wasn't the, you know, what it is today. And we debating, and I'm like, you remember when that shit was like that, right? He like, hell yeah, I remember when it wasn't that big. But it was big, but it wasn't taking over the world like it is now. And we laughed about that shit, because now it took over the fucking world. And they still planning the demise. You still can hear some publication tell you, well, it's going in rap. It's going in rap. You ain't gotta like that shit, bro. I don't like that bullshit you fucking listen to. That country shit or that whatever you listen to. Fuck that shit. I don't like that shit, but you listen to it. Them niggas is making a career. Why the fuck? Why you mad at the rap niggas for making a career? Because they cussing, because they doing. Man, that's entertainment. Mostly every fucking artist is cussing. You watching TV shows with a bunch of fucking cuss words. You can't watch a comedy show without a cuss word. Stop that bullshit. It's just like anything. If you don't want to fucking hear it, you turn the shit the fuck off. If you want to hear it, you play that shit. Don't be mad at these motherfuckers. Because them motherfuckers found the hustle and they trying to, and people is entertained by the shit. And you motherfuckers can't control it. That's what they mad at. You feel me? Like I got a podcast and I can drop how many fucking shows I want. And they can't do shit about it. Because y'all ain't give this shit to me. I put myself in position to get a fucking podcast and have listeners and say some credible shit that they want to hear. So salute to the legends, man. And I don't even think Game really dissing Eminem for the ones that was saying, yeah, Game dissing the shit out. I think he respect him. You know, far as a lyricist, far as a rapper. You know, it's rarely, I ain't gonna say it's rarely, because there's some rappers I don't fucking like music or personally, so I don't fucking know, man. I take that back. I don't fucking know. I could tell you me, I like him. I'm not the biggest Eminem fucking fan. I'm not a fucking groupie. I'm not knocking the ones that are. I'm just not. But I like Eminem and the Game around the same to me. I think it would be an amazing battle. You know, they're both similar for us. Come with bars. So, shout out to them, man. Another True Boss episode, man. Oh, I do it for the people, man. I do it for the fucking culture. I do it represent Atlantic City, New Jersey. Don't forget that shit. It's worldwide. You know, we want to get it bigger, but it's definitely worldwide. And listen, man, we keep flexing. We keep hitting the gym, throwing up the fucking whole gym, and flexing 100.
Me, your greatest creation. Bringing you what you've always wanted. Power beyond your wildest dreams. And it's only the beginning.